When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today's episode topic was actually requested by a lovely listener who DM'd me saying, Vic, can you do a podcast episode on manifesting a hot girl summer? And you know what? You ask, you shall receive. Here we are talking about five things you need to manifest a hot girl summer. Now, they're going to be made up of mindset, you know, tips and tricks, but also tangible things, specific things for you to do in order to have the hot girl summer of your dreams. I'm really excited. I'm actually kicking off my hot girl summer on Tuesday when I go to Miami. So I talked about this in a couple episodes back now that I just booked a solo trip to Miami. And, you know, I'm just really excited because now it's coming up on Tuesday. Well, when you listen to this, it'll be Monday. So that means that I'll be leaving tomorrow. So follow me on Instagram, follow me on TikTok if you're not already, because as of tomorrow, I will be on my solo hot girl trip to Miami. And I just really think that we all need something to really kick off our hot girl summer. I'm not saying that everyone has to travel alone or anything in particular, but I am saying that there's got to be something of significance that really kicks it off. So try to find something this week that really, like, it's almost like pressing play. Like, you want to be able to press play on your hot girl summer and it just begins. Your hot girl summer will commence at this thing. So try to, you know, make plans or do some journaling. Like, it doesn't have to be anything too massive. It could be something simple, but it just, you gotta like let go of yourself right now. You know, you gotta just like step into something bigger than you right now. And that's how you will kick off your hot girl summer. This is not one of my tips that I'm gonna talk about, but this is, I just feel like your starting point. You know, you gotta start somewhere, because just like anything else in the world, I don't want this to be a whole like, oh, I'll start my diet on Monday. I'll start going to the gym on Monday. This is not that, okay? This is not something that you're going to start just out of like pure motivation and just like, oh yeah, like this feels good, so let me do this now. And then, you know, when you don't feel good, you step out of it. No, no, no. This is not that. So really like kick off your hot girl summer with a specific thing and just hold yourself to it, and don't make this one of those like, okay, next week, hot girl summer will begin. Okay, next week. I get it. We all have busy things going on. We all have a life and we all have work and we all have things to do. But just don't let this be something that just kind of like falls onto the back burner. Girls, I have something to share. So let's take a minute. If you are ready to live in your highest potential, I have such a gift for you. If you are ready to awaken your purpose and discover the ultimate key to happiness, the Soul Star membership hosted by Janet Namaste awaits you. If you have listened to my podcast interviews with Janet, including an episode called Trauma, What It Is, How to Identify It, and How to Overcome It, and an episode called Jealousy is the Root of All Evil, then you know what a gift it is to learn from Janet. I have been personally working with her for almost 4 years, and it has changed my life. The SoulStar membership was created to support you in moving from surviving to thriving, so you can awaken all your hidden talents and share it with the world, plus awaken your SoulStar and live according to your divine plan. Each month, you will learn your unique style of communication, your love language, and awaken the healer within according to your soul's blueprint, so you can navigate each month with grace, support, courage, and empowerment. You will get a healing each month and an angelic transmission directly for you and your loved ones, plus a monthly guidebook and journal to document your progress and what you've learned. And guess what? Janet will be there live alongside you, covering thousands of topics, including manifesting destiny, letting go, inner child connection, numerology, regression, hypnosis, awakening consciousness, healing ancestral karma, and so much more. Whether you are just starting in your spiritual journey or have already begun for years, this membership will enhance your ability to live a soul-led life. There is no better time to start than now. For more information, there is so much you can read directly on the site. To join the membership, you can pay for this monthly or you can pay annually and get 3 months free. And of course, this community has a discount. So for more info and the pricing, head to janetnamaste.com/for the girls, and you're going to check out with the code FTG10 to save. Now, on some browsers, you may need to add www. before you put the URL. So that's janetnamaste.com/for the girls. JANETNAMASTE.com/for the girls and insert the code capital F, capital T, capital G, number 1 and number 10. I am truly so excited for you all and girls. This is going to be the greatest investment you've ever made into yourself. So let's get into my 5 things you need to manifest a hot girl summer. And this tip actually came to be because I was thinking about my trip to Miami. So number 1, you either need to have a core friend group who's down for everything and anything and can be available at all given times whenever you need them to be, or you need the confidence to go solo. And I'm talking about anything, like anywhere, anything, lunch, dinner, happy hour, vacation, the beach, shopping, anything, anything at all. You have to have the confidence to do things alone, or you have to have a friend group if you don't have that confidence, which, I mean, at the end of the day, like, how are you going to have hot girl summer if you don't have confidence? Like, you need to have confidence anyway. But if you don't have the confidence to do things alone, you need to have a core friend group that can legitimately be down for anything and everything every single day. And this tip comes to be because you are getting out there this summer. So there will be no staying in because you have no one to go with. That is not an option this summer. Do not spend a single day inside because there's no one around. I don't care if it's a concert, go alone. I don't care where you want to go alone if you don't have someone to go with. Otherwise, you better get on Bumble BFF or get networking on Instagram or TikTok, wherever it is, and find friends who are on the same page as you. You might have your best friends, your childhood friends, whatever, and they all might be great. Good friends and the whole thing, but you might not be able, your schedules might not be able to align. You might not be able to link up all the time. It's not always going to work out like that. So you have 2 options. Figure it out by yourself and do anything and everything all the time. This way you're never waiting on anyone. Or get a new group of friends. It doesn't have to be your best friends for life. I mean, it could be, but just get a new group of friends that you can go out with all the time to do anything and everything. And when you do go out alone, you're making friends. I'm not saying go out and don't talk to people, because it doesn't end there. If you want to have a hot girl summer, then you need to be a hot girl. You need to think, act, walk, talk like a hot girl. You need to embody a hot girl. Now you're going to get up and go out whenever you want to go out, wherever you want to go out, no matter what it is that you want to do. So like I said, you're not staying in because no one's around, and you're going to make friends. You're going to be the best energy ever. Now that does not mean that you have to be the loudest in the room. That does not mean that you have to be the one dancing on tables. I mean, you could, if that's your vibe, go ahead and do it. But having the best energy does not mean that you have to be the craziest or the loudest. It just means you want to really embody good energy, very feminine, divine feminine energy, meaning smile at people. If a hot guy looks at you, do not look away. Hold eye contact and smile, even wave, even say hi. If he looks at you, what's the worst thing that can happen if you just hold eye contact, smile, and wave? Worst thing that could happen is that he's too much of a little bitch to come over to you and he's just gonna, you know, ignore it, act like that didn't happen. Or maybe he even has a girlfriend, so he's like, okay, that was fun, that was cool, but I can't go over to her. Or he's gonna be like, wow, this girl seems really sweet, really cool. I now feel confident and comfortable going up to her because she literally just smiled at me. Like, she made me feel welcome. She has a welcoming energy that's open for people to start a conversation with her. Okay, so sit up straight. When we're talking about welcoming energy, it doesn't have to only be about guys coming up to you. It could be about girls feeling comfortable making friends with you and coming up to you. You know, when I go out, I know the second I look at someone who's open to like inviting someone in for a conversation and who's not. It's all about the body language, the mannerisms. If you're sitting slouched over your phone, head down, you are not inviting anyone to come up to you. Your energy reads, can't be bothered, don't talk to me. And that's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But that's not the energy that you want to embody this summer if you're really looking to get out there and have your best hot girl summer ever. So you're going to sit up straight, focus on your posture, not only for the sense of like looking nice, but also it'll really help you in the long run. Like, you're hurting your back when you're a slouch, and you're probably slouch listening to this right now. So sit up straight, shoulders up straight, keep your head up. Your head is not going to be in your phone all summer. Put the phone in your purse or in your pocket. You know what's crazy is that I feel like the world of technology like came in hot really fast. Not the world of technology, but like the social media aspect of it. That's what I should say. The world of social media came in hot. And I feel like my college years were the last years of kind of normalcy with technology, pre like major social media. Social media was obviously a thing. We had Instagram, Snapchat, maybe a Twitter, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't like the world of everyone making money and a life on social media. There was no TikTok, there was no influencers. It wasn't really like that. And so anyway, the reason why I'm saying this is because when I was in college, I used to leave my phone in my dorm when I went out all the time. Like, I can't even believe that I used to do that. Now thinking about it, I would never go out without my phone. And even just for safety reasons, I would never go out without my phone. But being in college, I had a big group of friends. We all went out together. And I just remember like not caring about having my phone with me. And I was so present in the moment every single time. Granted, there were many nights that were never captured, like no photos, no videos, but it's fine. You know, like I don't regret living like that, because I went out and we had the most fun ever. My roommate and I both never took our phones. Obviously, there was always someone with their phone so that we could always, like, you know, if need be. But regardless, like, we were just so present when we went out. I literally would go out with like $10 cash in my pocket. Like, that was it. It was also really cheap bars and we didn't pay covers and we were girls. And sometimes I would go out with $10 and come home with $15. No idea where the extra $5 came from, but sometimes it just worked out like that. And so, you know, it just was such a different way. And the moral of the story is that like, this was pre-knowledge of the term hot girl summer, but it was like hot girl year, every year. Like, we were just so present. We made friends with everyone. We talked to everyone. We had the most fun ever. And yeah, like I said, unfortunately, there's not all the pictures in the world to prove it. But for the most part, it just, it was great. I remember when I was like this guy that I was somewhat seeing, I guess, my sophomore year. He used to always get so annoyed because he's like, I called you 500 times. And I'm like, my phone is in my dorm. I'm like slurring. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, whatever. Who cares? Like, I'm here now. Like, who cares? I just remember being so like carefree about it. And I'm like, what are you bitching about? I'm in front of your face right this moment. You don't need to contact me by my phone anymore. And I just remember having such a different manner and just such a different way and having conversations with strangers and having fun and laughing a lot. And that should be the main goal for this summer. I'm not saying to not take your phone out. Obviously, it's really important, like I said, for safety reasons. But I am saying to put it away. Put it on do not disturb. Don't worry about taking photos and videos of everything. Granted, I know we all love content, but just be more present. You don't have to prove to anyone that you went out and the outfit that you wore. You don't. You just simply don't have to. So go out with the intentions of making new contacts, making new connections, and just be open and inviting to everyone around you, especially if you are going alone. You should definitely make it a goal to get like two or three girls on Instagram. And if you are like talking to girls like that, just say like, hey, listen, I'm out alone. If you're ever looking for someone to go out with, I'm your girl. I'm always trying to go out and do things. I just don't always necessarily have people available, but I'm always down to make new friends. Like state your intentions. You know, if you don't ask, you won't receive. I literally have a whole entire podcast episode called A Closed Mouth Doesn't Get Fed. So open your mouth, and that's the only way to ever get what you want.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So on to tip number two. Speaking of, you don't need to prove your outfits and all that kind of stuff. Get a quality wardrobe, like a capsule collection for this summer, and outfit repeat. Because this summer you're going out all the time and you do not need to spend $500 on Shein to have a morning, afternoon, and night outfit for every single day of the week. For weeks on end, for a couple months, like you do not need to have 90 new outfits in your closet. What you need to have is, like I said, a capsule summer wardrobe. No trends, just quality, timeless, neutral pieces only. And dress up for yourself. Okay, dress up how you want to dress, not according to what's trending, not according to what all the girls are wearing, not according to what a guy would like. Dress up for you. Now, granted, you can show some skin, of course. It is the summer and we all love a crop top. I'm a big crop top girly. I literally wear crop tops in the winter too. But so showing skin is not the problem. As long as you are wearing the clothing isn't wearing you. Think about that. You are wearing the clothing isn't wearing you. Now, what do I mean when I say that? Dress for your body type. No matter what your body type is, know what suits you. Know what's flattering on you. And this is not to body shame anyone of any size. I am telling you for a fact, there are certain things that I absolutely will not wear. What are those things? A high-waisted fucking bikini. That is disgusting on me. Absolutely disgusting. Do I own high-waisted bikinis? Yes. Why? Because I see it on other girls and it looks fucking amazing on other girls. And I'm like, I would love to wear that bikini. On me? No. I have a short torso. So when I wear a high-waisted bikini bottom, I literally look like I'm wearing a diaper. It shortens my torso. I don't have the flattest stomach in the world, so all of a sudden my ass and my stomach look the same. I look like a potato. So yeah, you're not gonna find me wearing things that I know are not flattering to my body type just because I like the idea of it. Be honest with yourself. Know what works for you and know what doesn't this summer. You will feel so much more confident when you look in the mirror knowing I am rocking this outfit. I am not drowning in my clothes, or I am not suffocated by my clothes. The clothes are not wearing me. I am wearing the clothes. I am rocking this outfit. So again, dress up for you. Don't dress up for anyone else, but dress up for the most confident version of you. Because the most confident version of you isn't trying to dress specifically for the male gaze. The most confident version of you isn't trying to dress to fit in with the crowd. The most confident version of you is wearing timeless pieces that you can wear every single summer. So invest into, yes, more expensive, you know, clothing, because they are more quality clothing. So get yourself that smaller wardrobe of pieces that you can wear time and time again. I think about the clothes I bought for my summer last year. And Italy last year, I did like a really big shopping trip on not even designer. Like they're still, I guess, on the cusp of being fast fashion. Places like Aritzia and, you know, boutiques, White Fox Boutique. But like, I don't know if they're considered fast fashion. I honestly don't really know. I'm not one of those like fashion snobby type of people. But what I do know is that when you invest into a higher price point and better quality of clothing, you will be damned if you wear it once and never again. I want you to look at the clothes that you buy and say, I will be damned if I wear this once and then hang it up next to my Shein outfit that I will probably wear once and never even think about again. So that is not the summer that we're gonna have. We are buying clothes that fit us beautifully and that make us feel comfortable. And it really does boost your confidence when you know that how you're gonna look that night. Like for example, you buy an outfit, a nice outfit that looks amazing on you. You wear it out, you know that night you felt good about yourself, you know that you like it, the whole thing. And now fast forward a couple weeks and you're about to go out again. Instead of going through 500 things in your closet and having no idea what to wear, if you outfit repeat and wear that outfit knowing that the night you wore it felt good, looked good, the whole thing, then you don't even have to stress at all about what you're wearing, because outfit repeating just saved your night. And it'll boost your confidence knowing that you will like how you look in this outfit. So outfit repeating is honestly elite, because you just already automatically know you're not going to be in a bad mood. We all know that a bad outfit or outfits that don't look the way that you pictured it in your head can truly ruin your night. When you imagine something and then you put it on and you're like, oh my fucking God, this is tragic. Yeah, been there, done that way too many times. Next tip, number 3, have signatures. What does that mean? Signature bars, signature restaurants, and signature cocktails. I would personally suggest picking one cocktail for the whole entire summer and sticking to that one drink everywhere you go. This way, you know your limits, you know how much of it you can handle, and you know when to stop. Because hot girls know how to handle their liquor. Hot girls are not messes anymore. And trust me, I've been that sloppy, messy girl far too many times. But granted, I was not embodying my hot girl summer. So if you're embodying your hot girl summer, you are not doing that. Okay? Hot girls know their limits, like I said. One drink that I can really recommend, if you like something refreshing, cucumbery, make your drink a cucumber gimlet. When I was living in Tampa, this was my drink of choice. Literally everywhere I went, anytime I went out, all I drank was a cucumber gimlet. I haven't had them in a while. Now I kind of want one. But when I used to drink more frequently, that was my go-to cocktail. And when I lived in Tampa, I used to go to this amazing restaurant called Meat Market all the time. Definitely one of the nicest I've been to in Tampa. And I went there every single weekend, at least once a weekend. And I'm not kidding when I tell you, they would have my cucumber gimlet ready for me before I even got my ass into a seat. I would walk in, give my name at the, you know, hostess stand, and they would already be making me a cucumber gimlet. My first drink was always on the house when I went there. Every single time I went to Meat Market, my first drink was in my hands immediately and completely paid for, because that's just, I had that signature. I went to Meat Market all the time and I got a cucumber gimlet all the time. So they just knew that's what she wants. Get it ready for her. And it just makes you feel amazing. I felt so good every single time I went there, because they just made me feel good knowing that they knew my signature. And you got to be classy with it, you know? Like, again, know your limits and things of that sort. It's not like I was going there and pounding down 11 cucumber gimlets. I would have two or three a night. So they just knew this girl comes every week. That's what she gets. That's what she drinks. Be prepared to make another couple of them. And then I would get my friends on them. So then my friends would be drinking them, because they were like, all right, you got me convinced. You make a cucumber gimlet look absolutely fucking amazing. And you know, it's just a classy type of vibe, a fun vibe. Hot girls do not need to be wasted to have fun. Actually, we prefer to have a buzz, a light buzz. I might actually end up drinking this summer, because I'm kind of convincing myself right now. I never thought that I'd be able to sell myself a drink, but I'm kind of selling myself. But anyway, the point is, you just need to have that liquor confidence. You just want to be that flirty, cute version of you. You know when you're at that perfect amount of drunk and it's just that buzz, you're like a little bit over a buzz, and now all of a sudden you're flirting with everyone and you feel confident and you feel pretty and you're laughing and you're smiling. That's the level you want to be at every single night. I'm not saying don't drink at all. I'm not saying that it's bad if you do get, you know, fucked up once or twice. It happens to the best of us. But I am saying you want to really just embody and exude confident energy and good, classy energy. And once you have your signature cocktail, you'll be able to know by like the second or third time that you go out drinking that cocktail, you will know, oh no, no, no. One more will put me over the edge. I'm good at two or three or four, whatever your limit is. Everyone's different. For me, I'm a little bit more of a lightweight. So two or three, that was always my max. And seriously, find out which bars or restaurants near you are the best and go to each of them. Find out which vibe is best for you, which one you really like, and truly make it your signature. Make a reservation for there once a week. Get to know the waiters, let the waiters get to know you, get to know the bartenders, get to know the general managers. Like, just start to go all the time so that they see you and they're like, oh, I remember you from last time, or, oh, you know, you're back. Welcome back. I even just went out with one of my girlfriends to a restaurant that here in Hoboken that she went to previously. So she went the week before. She really liked it. So she was like, oh my God, we have to go here. Let's go back. So when we went back, one of the managers, or I don't know who he was, maybe an owner, he was there. And he said, oh, you were here last week, weren't you? And so she was like, yeah. And then, you know, he came up, he made conversation, he asked if we need anything. Like, when they recognize you, they will just make it a point to make you feel comfortable, make you want to continue coming back, ask you if you need anything, maybe even get you something on the house. I'm not going to say that's going to happen every time, but you never know, whether it's a drink or dessert or just something, because they want you to keep coming back. They're glad that you already came back a second time. Now, if you come back a third, a fourth, if you go to one spot on the regular, like I did with Meat Market in Tampa, everyone in there will be so kind to you and say hi to you, and you'll just walk around with confidence. That's how I felt when I was there. Like, every time I walked in, I was kissing them hello, you know, obviously not on the lips. I don't know if you guys are like all used to kissing people hello. I mean, on the cheek. I don't know if you're a handshaker or a hugger, but we were cheek kissers. And so, yeah, just such a good vibe. So find your signatures. That's really important. Tip number four. This is the harsh truth. The fourth thing that you need to embrace your hot girl summer is to be prepared to spend more money and get comfortable spending more money. Just step into the mindset of, every time I spend money, it will find its way back to me. I know. The average person is going to hate that advice. The average person is going to say that is terrible financial advice. You're going to put people into debt and this and that. But guess what? This podcast is not for the average person. I don't take complaints about my advice on this podcast. You will not find me crying and apologizing for being too tough on you and giving you advice that I firmly believe in. This is advice that I firmly believe in. I have an amazing relationship with money. Every single time I spend it, it makes its way back to me. I think about a couple weeks ago when I was having a day that I'm just like, oh my God, I need to stop spending so much money. I just spent so much on X, Y, and Z. I need to just like chill out for a minute. And I very rarely have those moments. It just like came over me for a second where I was like, all right, I'm spending a lot of money. And then literally that same day, like it was an unexpected collab. They literally said to me, sorry that this is so last minute for tonight, but we just had an opening. We need another influencer for tonight. Would you come to this Met Gala after party that we're hosting? We need you to post two stories, and here is the price. And it was a nice sized collab. And I was like, shit. Like, I feel like the universe just heard me. And this was just a reminder to be like, don't ever step into that mindset of feeling like I can't spend money. Like, don't ever get into that mode. Forever get into the mode of, I love money. Money loves me. I spend money and it makes its way back to me. Every time that I spend money, I will see it again in double and triple and quadruple. And that's the mindset that you want to have, whether you're going out to dinner or to the club or shopping. Like, just listen. Budget if need be. I'm not telling you that you can't budget accordingly. Everyone has their own lifestyle, their own income, their own bills. I get it. But just be a little bit more open-minded that you will not go broke because you went out to dinner. Stop having a scarcity mindset. The scarcity mindset is what's going to make you way more broke than my advice ever will. My advice is always about how to make more money, how to spend more money, and live abundantly. But a scarcity mindset will forever have you broke because you're never going to invest your money. You're never going to see more money. If you have that scarcity mindset, you probably have money just sitting in a savings account right now, accumulating nothing. Guess what, guys? I have nothing in my savings account. Nothing. Maybe like $2,000 just for the sake of having it in there. But I have nothing in my savings account because all of my money is in investments. All of it. Literally all of it. And so Yeah, that's why I'm always doubling my income, tripling my income, seeing more and more money because I spend money to make money. Scared money don't make money. So get out of the scarcity mindset this summer and get into your abundant mindset this summer. Be more generous for yourself, for the people around you. Spoil yourself, spend money on yourself, spend money on other people. Give and it'll feel so good to receive and just get into the mindset of I can go out whenever I want and get myself something to eat or whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. Everyone has different vices, whether you want to go to museums or on a, what do you call those drives? What the heck do you call it? Road trip. Clearly, I've never been on one and go on a road trip. Whatever your means of spending money looks like for you, don't be afraid to spend it. And number five, I would say last, but it's really not last. I could go on with 20, 30, 40 things that you should do to manifest your hot girl summer. But for these five, last but certainly not least, is do not live for the weekend. You have to go out and appreciate the weekdays too. I know that the average person has a typical job. So whether you have a 9-to-5, 9-to-6, you are a teacher, it doesn't matter. Everyone can still enjoy their weekdays, even if you're on a set schedule, that it doesn't matter about getting things done earlier. So when I used to work in the city, I worked 9-to-6. And the key for me was to go out straight from work. So wake up early and get ready in the morning. Do not go to work looking like a slob. Do your hair, do your makeup, and wear a cute outfit. Wear something that you would want to wear to happy hour or something. And my coworkers and I used to go out for happy hour or for dinner or just like anything straight out of work. And it kept me going in the summertime because let's face it, if you go home from work, you're not going back out. You have to wake up early. You don't want to go to sleep too late. You don't want to get comfortable in the house. You're not going to go home from work and then do all the things and then go out and then go to sleep. You don't want to get to sleep late during the week. So no matter what time that you're working until 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever the case is, go out for happy hour, get some apps or even dinner after work, preferably somewhere outside so you can enjoy the hot girl summer weather. And then guess what? You get to go home by 9 o'clock, shower, go to bed, and you still are getting to sleep by 10, 11 o'clock at night. And you had a day of being productive, going to work, and getting to go out and enjoy yourself. Now, for those of you with a little looser of a schedule, say that you're a stay-at-home mom, you don't have a typical job, say that you're a student, say that you work from home, you work remote, you work from your phone, you could be anywhere that you want. Like I said, get things done early. Make your to-do list and stick to them and try to bang it all out as early as possible. Do your workouts in the morning, get your work done as much as you could before you go and then finish as much as you can by lunchtime, whatever the case might be. Or even take your work to lunch. Something I love to do is to work at a cafe because as you guys know, I work full-time from social media. So I do tend to get cooped up in the house a little bit. That is, you know, a little bit of my style. Like I'm a homebody, but now like I've been doing so much work out. This way I get to meet people. I get to just enjoy the fresh air and embrace the warm weather after a brutal winter. And I'm just out and about and you feel good about being out of the house. Even though I'm such a homebody, it really does feel nice to get out of the house. And I really don't know if there ever was a time in my life that I was like, you know what? I regret leaving the house today. I should have stayed home all day. I really don't think that's ever happened. So even if you are a homebody and even if you have a million emails to get to, you could still enjoy yourself. Going to sit at a cafe, even if you just get a coffee, maybe a croissant, maybe a cup of tea like me. That's all I drink, tea everywhere I go. Or a light bite, whatever the case is, take your phone or your laptop and try to get out of the house. And if you do have the ability to be done, like done with work early as possible, now you get to just relax for the rest of the day and try to really romanticize all of it. Stop at a flower shop and pick up flowers. Walking down the street with a headphone in, a cute outfit on, flowers in your hand, it just feels very like main character energy. I love my life. I'm enjoying my day. Rather than walking around, not wanting to be bothered. You got two headphones in so you can't hear anyone at all. Your head is just like face planted into your phone. You know, like I said before, you don't have that like open, airy, lighthearted, feminine, inviting type of demeanor about you. So try to really switch up your demeanor and take yourself on, you know, what they call on social media, hot girl walks. So take yourself on hot girl walks and just really get out of the house as much as possible during the week. Do not live for the weekend. Do not hibernate all week long and then just go buck wild and crazy on Friday and Saturday. And then you're just like, okay, Sunday, time to regroup for a new week of being cooped up in the house. Get out, do brunch, do lunch, do late lunch, do early dinner, do late dinner, do drinks, go for walks, go to a cafe, go to the flower shop, whatever it is. I don't care what you're doing. Workout, anything. Just enjoy every single day. If you get into the mindset that you could treat every day like a Saturday, you will love your life. Oh my God, you will just simply love every day so much more. It's not to say that you can't love your life now. Of course you absolutely can. But I think so many of us just kind of go through the motions. We just kind of get into robot mode and we just follow the same lead every single day. And it's all so repetitive. And while that's all great and dandy for, you know, consistency in life, don't let yourself get complacent in your life. Consistency is good, but let's spice it up a little bit. Let's just have a little bit more fun and treat every day like a Saturday. Why? What is my saying? Because every day is for the girls. You hear me say it in every single episode, every single Monday. That's how I kick it off. Every day is for the girls, not just Saturday night. So I hope that you all love these 5 tips. I hope that you all really implement them and take them into consideration. And let me know how this hot girl summer goes for you. I want to know how you feel when you treat every day like it is for the girls. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah,
all for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.